Press Review on Radio Yulma.
Good morning, good morning. It's Wednesday, 9:40. Finally, it's not raining in Milan, and I'm here with Greta and directing Nicolò. He'll never miss a beat, and Benedetta and Stella as well, our guardian angels. We are here, and today we're gonna tackle the themes of today, and Greta is here for us to tell us.
Exactly. So the most important themes are of today are like, for example, Orbán calls for veto of immunity for Ilaria Salis, and then we will talk about the Guardian and about the Israel confirmed kills of Hamsham Safin. I don't know the name exactly. And then we are going to have also something light about sport. For example, the Champions League Milan Brooks 3-1 goal and highlights. If you want to listen again our interview, you can go on our website www.radioyum.it. And if you want, we have also our phone number 331-1438923. I'm Greta, and here with me I have Savi.
Stay with us. Okay, so we are confronted now for the comparisons of the front page today. Hot news is the waiver of Italian Council of Europe that accuses Italian police of racism, from the Corriere della Sera, La Repubblica and La Stampa.
Exactly. So let's start with the comparison of the headline of the major newspaper. First of all, we have Libero, which grabs attention of the with his headline, which is "The Left Hunting Cops." So the Council of Europe accuses our police of racism, which is a questionable dossier, and yet the opposing side the opportunity to criticize the government. And moreover, the President Mattarella stands firmly by the police, voicing support for law enforcement. Moreover, we have the Giornale, which is leading the same themes, but placing the focus on the attack of law enforcement, with the headline "Attack on Our Police Officers." So the Council of Europe accused the police of racism, despite these officers being attacked every day and facing investigation themselves.
Talking about the Israel and against the Hamas conflict, the New York Times and the Washington Post, and as well as the Guardian, confirmed the killing of confirmed that the Israel IDF has killed Hashim Safin, that is the presumed next leader of Hezbollah. After, we're going to also to talk about Milan Bruges 3-1 goal and victory for the Italian team. Let's see how another team tonight is going to play, Inter against Young Boys in Switzerland, Champions League. AC Milan defeated the Club Bruges 3-1 with Christian Pulisic and Tijani Reijnders staying in the match. The public scored one of the goals, while Rangers netted two, helping Milan secure a commanding victory. Meanwhile, Inter will face Young Boys, as I said before, and both teams will be looking to build on their group stage and performances, with Inter aiming to stay strong in the competition. This is part of Milan's and Inter's busy schedule as they compete in both Serie A and European tournaments. And
okay, really interesting. For example, on the economic front, La Stampa section on finance notes that the tax wedge is being extended on the incomes up to 40,000. However, the IMF has warned the government growth has stalled. Moreover, we have also The Guardian that hindsighting the police from the headline. So the title is Police Leader Number 10 to Make It Harder to Put Officer on Trial.
Also, more in the New York Times, Washington Post, and in BBC, we're talking about ex-Abercrombie CEO that was accused of trafficking vulnerable men with his wealth and influence. Mike Jeffries, he's under investigation by the FBI following allegation of sexual exploitation and trafficking. The accusation stems from a BBC report that highlighted claims by several men who said they were recruited for modeling gigs but were instead coerced into sexual activities at the events hosted by Jeffrey and his partner Matthew Smith. And now we're going to talk about Italy, Meloni, and
so
see you
we
soon.
Are going to listen Fabri Fibra with In Italia.
Dov'è Fuggi in Italia? Pistole in macchine in Italia, Machiavelli e Foscolo in Italia, i campioni del mondo sono in Italia. Benvenuto in Italia, fatti una vacanza al mare in Italia, meglio non farti operare in Italia e non andare all'ospedale in Italia. La bella vita in Italia, le grandi serate in gala in Italia, fai affari con la mala in Italia, il vicino che ti spara in Italia.
Ci sono cose che nessuno ti dirà, ci sono cose che nessuno ti darà. Sei nato e morto qua, sei nato e morto qua, nato nel paese delle mezze verità. Ci sono cose che nessuno ti dirà, ci sono cose che nessuno ti darà. Sei nato e morto qua, sei nato e morto qua, nato nel paese delle mezze verità.
Dov'è? Fuggi
dall'Italia, elegante borsa Gucci, dall'Italia, Ferrari e Lamborghini, dall'Italia, è pieno di magrebini in Italia, come fascisti e razzisti al comando in Italia, ti cindi una canna, puoi finire in una gabbia, prendi una condanna che non vedi più tua mamma, dal 2024 al 2040, non è Chicago né Atlanta, ma siamo in Italia, paese dei corrotti della mafia, dove i tuoi soldi non sono sicuri in banca, perché da un giorno all'altro possono finire in tasca. Non è Renato Valanzasca che in tasca, ma qua chi ci rapina sta in giacca e cravatta. Lo Stato ci discrimina soltanto per la faccia, lo sanno che una penna può far più male di un'arma.
Ci sono cose che nessuno ti dirà, ci sono cose che nessuno ti darà. Sei nato e morto qua, sei nato e morto qua, nato nel paese delle mezze verità. Ci sono cose che nessuno ti dirà, ci sono cose che nessuno ti darà. Sei nato e morto qua, sei nato e morto qua, nato nel paese delle mezze verità.
Dov'è? Fuggi, c'è una guerra ogni giorno al telegiornale. Se fai soldi in Italia c'è contro tutti. Scendi in strada con gli amici a festeggiare, mani in alto puoi finire come Cookie. Per l'industria c'è una mente militare, metal jacket sembra un film di Stanley Kubrick. Dimmi ancora quante rime devo fare per sentirmi dire sei speciale, quante rime devo fare per non finire un talent, per non rubare, non spacciare, non sparare. Perdo la fede, è un reato federale, peggio la rete o finire nelle retate, nelle mani sbagliate, alto la tortora, una pioggia di lacrime color porpora, ti brucia la speranza, quindi bro, soffoca, sei nato e morto qua, nato qua e morto qua.
In Italia, so in Italy, let's talk about Italian news then. Corriere della Sera says that accusation against the police in Italy is an outrage, racism in the police. La Repubblica says that Meloni and Mattarella are angry about the shift towards racism that the European Commission said. This headline captured the recent accusation of racism within Italy police forces, causing widespread indignation in the country. Both Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and President Sergio Mattarella have expressed over these allegations, reflecting concerns about a broader shift towards racism in Italian society. In Italy, recent accusations of racism within the police have forced spark an outrage, drawing a sharp reaction from political leaders, such as I said, our two presidents, our Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni and our President Sergio Mattarella. These have some cases like the tragic death of, these are compared by the international news, such as the death of George Floyd in the United States. And there are other parallels found in Italy as well with the French police. That's why in Italy it's time to raise awareness about the similar issues, and we have to talk about racism and forces within the Italian police.
Exactly. Talking about always Italy, now let's shift our attention to the story of Ilaria Salis. So, for example, in Il Giornale, Viktor Orban has requested the revocation of Ilaria Salis, which is one of the most important parliamentary immunity. Salis, in response, invokes anti-fascism and calls of mobilization. So this follows the confirmation by European Parliament President Roberta Metsola that Hungarian judge formally request the removal of Salis' immunity. Moreover, Salis, who was imprisoned in Budapest last May and placed under house arrest, returned to Italy and successfully ran office with the AVS, which is the acronym of Alleanza Verdi e Sinistra. Then we have always the same themes, but faces from another point of view. For example, in Notizie, echoes the same theme with the headline, "The controversy of Ilaria Salis, immunity and rule of law in Europe." So we can say that the article expands the border debate around the rule of law in the European Union, emphasizing that this case is not isolated but a reflection of the larger crisis coarsening human rights and democracy. Last and finally, we have Zaza Zoom, that describe this case in Salis' case. Budapest asked the EU to revoke immunity. So the article sheds light on the ongoing saga with the Hungarian authorities intended on continuing their investigation into Salis' alleged assault on right-wing extremists. So the authorities are pushing for her immunity to be lighter, potentially exposing to 100 legal action in Hungary, where she spent 15 months in detention before her release.
Moving on then to world news, let's talk about the attack involved, the massive bombardment of the bunker in the southern suburbs of Beirut. And the Israel Defense Ministry over Gallant and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed the Sephardim death. And this comes amidst escalating tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, with frequent cross borders, rocket attacks, and military responses between the two forces. Despite this, analysts believe Hezbollah military strategy will continue significant, and the disruption to the loss of its top leaders. This news have been talked more and incited on the New York Times as well as The Guardian, where there are live updates. This is the latest update, and thank you very much for listening.
Stay connected with us.
Radio Yulm.
So that's all for today. We have done a deep dive into hot topics, and stay tuned for more updates through the day.
If you have any inquiries or concerns, or you just want to talk to us, just text the number 331-1438923. We would like to thank again Nicola directing. Next time he will speak. Then Benedetta and Stella always helping us and cheering us up. And Greta, See you soon.
Press review on Radio Yulma.